I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The St. Louis Poetry Center has been promoting the love of poetry for something like 65 years, and on Sunday, April 10th, we'll hold a benefit at Blueberry Hill featuring readings of the sonnets of William Shakespeare. April is National Poetry Month, and by the way, Shakespeare was both born and died in the month of April. Here from the St. Louis Poetry Center, Lauren Kowoko, also author William Gass, who with Lauren co-founded the International Writers Center at Washington University. Hi to both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
And joining us, Philip Barnes, director of the St. Louis Chamber Chorus. Hi again, Philip.
Hello.
Lauren, the three of you are among 15 individuals that are going to read the sonnets of William Shakespeare, but certainly not all 154 of them.
No. We let the individual choose his or her sonnet. So we have a wide range. It goes across both of the major sections, the Fair Youth one and the Dark Lady one. And we've got actors and writers and poets.
Yeah, I want you to acknowledge those other readers a little bit later. But this question to all of you, whoever would like to respond. Why devote the entire evening to Shakespeare as a celebration of National Poetry Month? Why just William Shakespeare?
Well, most everybody thinks that, especially Harold Bloom, thinks that Shakespeare was the greatest poet ever. That's one reason. I mean, even if he weren't the greatest poet, among the most important poets, especially in the English language.
Mm-hmm. And National Poetry Month, in fact, was named in April because of the birth of Shakespeare. So there are many who think that Shakespeare is the greatest poet, and doing the 14, because there are 14 lines in the sonnet, seemed a good way to get a sense of the cycle of the sonnets itself.
You're calling this Do Thy Will. What's the significance of that?
Well, the fact is that I was looking for all the instances of will in the sonnets, and so I wrote down every one. I didn't have a concordance. And I said, great, perfect title, Do Thy Will, mm-hmm. wrote it down. And then I went and read through all the ones with the name Will, and it didn't occur. So I made it up.
I see. Okay, that'll work. You all are going to share some sonnets with us in just a moment. But a sonnet, basically a short poem, and Lauren, you mentioned the 14 lines part, but you know there are specific parameters that make a sonnet, right? So
yes.
Could you explain that a little bit?
Well, there are two different kinds of sonnets. The Petrarchan or Italian one is also 14 lines, but has 8 lines and then 6 lines, an octave and a sestet. And then apparently there was this vogue that began a little before Shakespeare's time of writing this other kind of sonnet, which was 3 quatrains and a couplet. So all are 14 lines, most all iambic pentameter, with these different divisions. But it's one of these, it's a sort of confine that really makes you infiltrate it with your thoughts.
Uh-huh. Yes, and the 8-6 pattern, for example, or the quatrain pattern, has to do with the marshalling of information or the movement of meaning in the poem. And there's the turn, as they say, in the whole discourse. In these poems of Shakespeare, he has to close it up with a couplet. And that means the door has to shut a lot harder than if he had 6 lines, mm-hmm. to take his sort of time for it. And that couplet is also characteristic of the theater, because a great many actors will be announcing their departure from the stage at any particular moment by concluding their speech in a couplet.